Hello and welcome to this episode of Twat Tech with your host, Operator. This episode's going to be pretty much everything I have so far on SQL injection. It's going to be fairly brief. What I'll do is post everything in the show notes and just go over briefly the utilities and kind of how I've gotten to where I'm at as far as SQL injection is concerned. I'm not going to pretend with you that I know SQL, but what I will do is just go through the series of events that I've gotten to get me where I'm at. First thing you'll do is, if you don't know SQL and if you've never had a SQL server, you'll want to install some sort of SQL server and toy around with it. I found PHP MyAdmin for MySQL to be very easy and cut and paste. The cool thing about PHP MyAdmin is that you can kind of sudo do SQL injection on yourself. Of course, you're not doing the escape sequences and all that stuff, but you're still giving it the same syntax you would as if you would if you were trying to enumerate something. So, you get your normal statement and then you append what you're trying to do on the end of it, and that way, you know, you at least you have the statement right, and then now you have to work on the syntax. Although they move the code around a little bit and they have some, you know, more or less verbose things in there, it's a really easy way to cut and paste learn SQL. Then from there, what I did was looked on Millworm and picked up a few SQL injection exploits and looked at the code and tried to duplicate it on my side and understand what exactly escape characters they use to get out of certain things. So there's plenty of SQL strings out there that you can look at and try and understand, and that'll help a lot as far as what characters they use to escape and things of that nature. Another thing I did was install source that was known to have exploits and read it and look at it, and most of the time it's going to be PHP. It's fairly easy to read PHP, and you can look at where the actual function that got escaped out is and how it works. You'll want to check out the latest TorCon video. There's also the PowerPoint on Spydynamics site that Matt Fisher did for the SQL injection. It's episode 2133. Utilities, idiotproof, SQL map, command line, Unix Linux, works great. Set the verbose to 1, tell you the parameter that was injectable. Now with SQL map and Google, you can have up to 1,000 hits and get a fairly decent number of servers that have injectable parameters. And by changing the search string slightly, you can get it to return more results, but it's only up to 1,000. So that's why the whole Google API thing went down south, because everybody was using it to do Google hacking. SQL Power Injector, from what it looks like to me, it's for somebody that knows what they're doing, which obviously I don't. It's good for, I would think, blind SQL injection, because it has the return window right there, and you can tell it everything you want to type in there, it's going to be in the return window, and whatever parameters you specify will be right there. That'll show you the result of what you put in. So there's the latest idiot-proof one that I've found. It is called Primos. It's, you just point click and it will go and scan, do a little spider of the page, and finds, basically does the same thing SQL map does, but it's fairly idiot-proof. And you can, you know, open up a sniffer, see what it's doing, open up a sniffer, see what SQL map is doing, and get a fair idea of how they enumerate the site, which is really interesting to go through the logs and figure out what they're using to pull, you know, database names, or what they're using to pull table names and all that good stuff. Absinthe is another good Windows-based one. It was the first one that I started with and had a little trouble from the beginning, and then once I figured out how to do SQL injection, I could get the thing to return back the right stuff. So comparable to Primos, but it's a little bit older and not as idiot-proof. As far as mitigating these types of attacks, the only thing you can do is not supply any user input. Second thing you could do is mod security and have somebody take a look at whatever script you wrote, if it's not something that's open source. Have somebody else take a look at it and try to run, you know, some kind of escape sequence on it and make sure that there's no kind of file inclusion or anything that they can't escape out. Mod security has done fairly well with my scripts. I'd almost post them publicly, but I'm still paranoid and I have no idea what I'm doing. So it does do a fairly good job of keeping you from escaping out. I did a twat tech on mod security and HTXS robots, all that good stuff, back a while ago if you want to check that one out. And also Snort has signatures, so along with Snort and SnortSam or some kind of IDP, we'll block some of those. I want to thank Spectre Max for holding my hand and teaching me a little SQL. I'd like to thank Binrev, Knop Theory for starting the Experts Exchange thread, that was neat. Just wanted to let you guys know, updated the Quick Cleaner to support Firefox, and also added the newest Sans videos from sans.org. Looking next time to do a twat with a host, or to be a co-host on a twat, just let me know, and I'd like to get somebody besides myself and babbling about something that I don't know anything about, so maybe you could help me out. Appreciate it. Thanks. Music from this episode was from Justice. Check them out. And we'll let you off with them.
Rapping, rapping, rapping.